And this is The Takeaway. I'm Miles O'Brien, in for Celeste Headlee.
And I'm John Huckabee. As President Obama nears his final decision about how many more U.S. soldiers to send to Afghanistan, there are delays in parliamentary elections in Iraq, and it could slow American troop withdrawals from that country. The resurgence of tribal and ethnic tensions that have previously boiled over into a low-level civil war are partly at fault for these election delays, but there have been delays politically on all kinds of issues in Iraq. Joining us now is Stephen Lee Myers, New York Times reporter in Baghdad. Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning.
Now, the delay of the elections and this connection to a slowing of the pace of U.S. troop withdrawals, how connected are they?
I think that all along the Obama administration and the commander here, General Odierno, had planned their withdrawal around this major event, the national election, which originally was supposed to be in December. It was then pushed back into January. I think the idea from the American side was they wanted to keep a robust American presence on the ground, even if they weren't actively involved in security, as they haven't been since last summer. They're in a position to help with intelligence and just be a backup, a rapid reaction force in case things go wrong with the election. Now that the election seems to be delayed even farther, it's going to complicate that plan.
With 120,000 U.S. troops currently in Iraq, what are the thresholds for triggering a withdrawal? Is it just sort of a general assessment of security, or is it very specific declarations of Iraq being able to take care of its oil, being able to demonstrate a political independence from the U.S. military presence?
Well, I think all along the administration, President Obama's plan has been to begin the withdrawal of under his plan, there are only supposed to be 35,000 to 50,000 American forces left by next August. And I think that that withdrawal, for a lot of reasons, is going to continue. The question is, when can you begin it? And General Odierno, looking around at the security situation, the political situation, decided to keep as many as possible until after the election. That now, with the election being delayed, it's going to be much harder to keep as many here. I don't think the administration has specifically tied the withdrawals to progress on political issues, economic issues, and so forth. But clearly, they would like to see Iraq make more progress on that so that there was more comfort that as the Americans withdrew, Iraq would remain a stable place.
Finally, Stephen Lee Myers, is it possible that Odierno would be forced to increase the withdrawal in, say, Kurdistan or in the south, that there would be an asymmetric withdrawal and that certain territories, because of the better security situation, would benefit from that?
I believe that they have a plan to withdraw gradually across the country. Already there are fewer American troops, for example, in the south where things are much quieter, as well as in Kurdistan in the north. The Americans will remain, even after the August deadline, in bases around Baghdad and in the other major cities. They will remain in an advisory role, less than a combat or security role. So I don't think that there's going to be much change in the drawdown over the next year.
All right. Thanks for that update. Stephen Lee Myers, New York Times reporter in Baghdad, reporting on delays in parliamentary elections in Iraq that might slow American troop withdrawals from that country.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.